Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back. It's all right. He was just served his morning cup of coffee, and we were all just doing our own little sipping away. You know, you got your boy Ty.
Good morning, y'all.
Or good afternoon.
Either one, you're just waking up.
Mm-hmm.
Who are you?
Oh, I'm Chris.
Who are you?
I am Batman.
It's the return of the white bumper clap.
Somebody else talk. I don't want to talk right now. Y'all do this shit. Fucking mad.
What do you mean you're mad? Why?
The white bubble clap.
Hey, we give you a bunch of nicknames. He gets to have
you
nicknames
too. You're right. You're absolutely
right. Although he gave it to himself, so I'm a little...
His creativity is unmatched.
That's all good. Well, let's do a quick little back, because we haven't really seen each other since the last one. It's been a few more weeks since usual.
Mm-hmm.
So how's your week been?
The week has been cool. Being that I'm still the only one of us that still works at Starbucks, you know, I'm just dealing with the cup stress. Being that we are now in our winter season, red cups. I had somebody come to me yesterday. Like, y'all still got red cups, bitch? No, that was a 1 day event. You 2 days late. Like, why are you talking to me about a red cup? I told him straight up, if you want a red cup, you got to pay for it.
Oh, like that?
Like that?
Damn.
There's no longer a free red cup button on my register, bitch. Get out. Damn it. Making me mad.
Making him mad.
And then everybody's looking for the Christmas ornaments.
It's not Christmas yet.
But apparently stores are already getting them.
Motherfuckers.
So now they just calling me.
Y'all got the ornaments yet? I heard y'all delivery days on Wednesdays and Saturdays.
What the fuck? What the fuck? I didn't know that.
Customers be wild, man. Customers know.
Yeah, I saw all the boxes come in on Tuesday night, so I'm calling Wednesday morning just to make sure.
Fucking stalkers.
Wait, what time did they call?
Around 9 in the morning.
They were like, motherfucker, we just opened. Does it look like I have time to fucking open these boxes?
But I've been open since 6. And I've been there since 5.
Still, you have a business to run.
Leave my friend alone.
I don't want to serve coffee no more.
It's okay. Just... Robert, how's your week been?
Damn. You really were just like, no. Not fuck
well.
This.
That was well.
It's just like,
well.
Fuck him.
We got to keep this moving. We got to keep it moving.
No, I'm good. I'm good. I've been chilling. Made some coffee for my friends.
Good coffee.
Yeah, and I slept in today, which was nice.
Nice.
Yeah, George showed up, right? He's like, hey, I'm here. And I thought to myself, oh, you know what? These motherfuckers are always late, so I could just sleep in. I'll be fine, right? And I was not wrong. Like, the earliest somebody showed up was still 30 minutes late. But I woke up to the ding dong, and I was like, ah, oh, shit, I don't want to answer it. It's probably some bullshit. And then I was like, oh, shit. It's like 11 o'clock. Somebody's out there. I've totally forgot.
That's
I get up, I let him in, and he just sits there while I get ready for the day.
Bro.
But, yeah, no, that was my bad. That was my day, though.
It's all right.
I had a feeling something was up because the whole time the group chat was going on, he wasn't responding to anything, right, which he usually responds. Silent. He responds with something.
Yeah.
And he was quiet the whole time. I was like, I have a feeling I'm going to walk to his apartment, and I'm going to knock on his door, and he's just going to be barely waking up. And sure enough, that's exactly what happened.
That is what happened.
That's what happened.
It happens to the best of us, Robert. It's okay.
Thanks. So, are y'all ready to jump into it? Oh, you want to talk about Travis Scott, right?
Just an insy bit.
A little insy bit. That's fair. We got time.
You know, it was just an interesting thing brought to my attention by, you know, Lahaina and a couple other people in my life. It was like, damn, what's going on? What's going on with this Astroworld thing? Like, I remember seeing one of the videos first that originated, people were trying to get into Astroworld, but it was so many people trying to get in at once that they knocked over the gate and they all climbed over the gate, smashing like 2 or 3 security guards.
Yeah. It was bad.
It was really bad. Lahaina was asking, like, what's my opinion on it? I'm like, well, shit.
Wait, hold up, though. Was she asking because you black?
That makes a lot of sense.
I mean,
it's connected. It's connected. Travis Scott, he's black. It was done at night.
Oh my god. What?
So Why did she ask your opinion about it?
Just because we like to have a lot of intellectual conversations, and this is one of the things she wanted to talk about. And I just told her, I'm like, well, it's hard to pinpoint who exactly is the blame.
Yeah.
You know, like, if you ask me, I think it's a lot of factors. You know, I don't think it's anybody should just solely blame Travis Scott for this. This was not his fault alone.
Yeah.
You know, but I do agree in the sense that he did have the power to stop the show.
Drink my so we're going to find our exit strategy here out of this conversation.
All right.
Robert.
You took Robert's job.
Thanks. Yeah, George, I appreciate it. So exit strategies, when I'm talking about that, I'm talking about exit strategies to exit a relationship.
Oh, I thought it was a pullout game.
Nah, not like that.
Yeah, because, you know, I'm not qualified for that conversation. Yeah,
Fuck.
Welcome to You've Been Served.
So that's what I wanted to bring to the table. If any of you guys want to talk about it, by all means, go ahead.
This just got interesting.
Time, go.
All right. Let's go. I mean,
let's go.
I mean, you said, y'all saying, you feel me? Look, real talk.
You just say words, bro.
I really don't think that it's a bad thing to be thinking about the possibilities of how you can get out of a relationship at the beginning of your relationship. You know, I think that at some point in time, you got to realize that this relationship is going to end. No matter what, and I'm a granddad, I hate to use that as an example, but take my granddad right now, you know, being that it's about to be a year since he lost his wife, and he's been trying to find ways to properly grieve. He's been trying to find the ways to overcome the fact that he misses this lady. And, you know, ultimately, he's trying to still find purpose in still living to see tomorrow.
Yes.
So with that being said, I mean, just the reality of any relationship is one day it will end, no matter how much you want to agree to it or not. In these humanly bodies, no matter how much you love somebody, it will end. So I don't think it's a bad idea to, you know, have a potential idea as to what you're going to do. I mean, shoot, granddad had a side chick waiting on the sideline, no offense, but hey, he Ooh, making it work. Shit.
Why is that a bad thing?
To have options? No. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's a bad thing to have options. I feel like to have options, that's giving yourself power, you know? So now I'm not saying, because I feel like Lahaina going to watch this and just interpret everything about this episode wrong. And it's going to be the most hilarious.
She's Latina, right?
Bruh, yeah, she is.
You're fucked.
I'm just letting you know right now, if you make it this far in this podcast, I'm laughing in your face during this argument. I will laugh, and I'm sorry. I know that makes me an ancient person, but it's like, bruh, you need to chill because this is a podcast, and you know I do this. So
He's already crying.
I'm going to laugh in your face.
Let me just ask something. How tall is she?
Oh. She's shorter than you?
She's shorter than you?
Oh, you fuck. Right,
is she a little thick set?
She is a little thick set.
I mean, she going to put them boxing gloves on and knock your ass out.
She probably going to have a little pocket knife in the glove, too, when she's done with me.
You're about to see Latina crazy.
The shorter the Latina, the crazier they are.
Oh, bro. Fuck yeah.
Like, she going to Mexico this next month, too? Oh, but she going to kidnap me.
Next month?
Yeah.
When this episode airs,
yeah,
and she's gonna hear while in Mexico,
yeah,
when she's surrounded with family that are just as, you know, nuts,
yeah,
yeah, you fucked.
Yeah, I really am.
Definitely,
you know, the text message that we can send saying, Robert, Ty is dead, yeah, it'll be real,
yeah,
you'll be gone.
I apologize,
we will watch over your little one for you.
She'll be like Mighty Mouse, bro.
Thank
huh? She's gonna come back like Mighty Mouse. Oh, she's gonna fuck your ass
up. She really is, bro.
Woo.
All right, but to answer your question again. Morally, yes. Realistically, no.
Okay, elaborate a little bit.
So morally, I say yes, it is wrong, because it's like, if you're in a relationship, if you're in a good relationship, everyone can argue that you want to stay faithful, that you want to stay loyal, you shouldn't let nobody intervene in your relationship. And I agree with that. I fully do agree with it.
Yeah.
The reason why I say realistically no is because, let's be honest, my ideology is, if one person is already showing interest in me, then I'm more than certain that there's another two, maybe three people that's going to do the exact same thing. You know, and I feel like that towards myself. I feel like towards the person that I'm with. And it's just, it's just, that's how it is to me. You know, being that there's so many people on this planet, you know, there are so people, there are people that share the same interests. I'm just saying, the way I look at my Lahaina, there's going to be other guys that look at her the same way. It is what it is. But is that wrong that she potentially has guys that like her just as much as I do? I don't think it is. Is it wrong that there's girls out there that's going to like me as much as she do? I don't think it is. I just feel like as long as I'm continuing to choose my relationship over these girls, and same thing for her, she's choosing a relationship over these guys, we're good. Because that's what it comes down to. It's the power choice. The power of choice. Knowing that you have the options to choose someone else and yet you continue to choose the exact same person, kudos to you. Do y'all want to answer that question? Because I spent a lot of time having fun on that.
I don't know, honestly. I guess it's wrong if you actively create this wait list. You know, if you're actively making it,
yeah,
then sure.
Yes.
You know, you've obviously crossed that fucking fine line.
Yeah.
Bitch, you way over it. You a citizen of that shit. Like,
I find it funny coming from him. Yeah. Actually,
that's an interesting point of view coming from the person I would, you know, expect last.
Right.
But no, I agree. Continue.
I'm a changed man, bitch.
We a relationship.
Huh?
We a relationship, but.
Yeah. Where's my relationship at? Yeah. It's there.
You didn't hear?
You didn't know? These two bitches know. Anyway, going into it, like, if you're actively making that list, all right, then you already crossed that shit.
Yeah.
However, if the list itself is imputed on you and it's being made without your knowledge.
Hold on, time out. What's imputed?
Like it's forced on you?
Forced on you.
Yeah.
Say that, bitch.
Well, okay. Yes. Yeah, exactly.
There were so many bitches that liked me back in high school that I knew nothing about until 3 years later.
That happens all the time. All the fucking time.
I'm like, where the fuck was y'all at?
Yeah.
Like, y'all could have been the ones that took my virginity, but no.
Yo, you had
but to now.
No, instead, you want to hide from me.
For real.
Like, stupid.
But yeah, man, that shit happens. Like,
man, people stole some good dick.
You know,
y'all missed out on some trash dick. I'm talking about me.
In high school, there was a girl in middle school that I knew that was a year older than me that I had a crush on. Mm-hmm. And I flirted with her and everything. Never got with her or anything. But then it wasn't until, like, I think my junior in high school that another mutual friend told me, I was like, oh, yeah, she liked you. She wanted to date you. I was like, why the fuck am I hearing about that now?
Bro.
It's my junior year. Why am I telling? Because she had to go to a different school. I was like, why are you telling me this now? Why didn't you tell me this fucking back in middle school? I was like, well, we thought you knew. I was like, no, did not. Completely missed me.
It's always like that. Majority of the time, people think you know, and it's just like, bitch, I don't know what the fuck is going on. If anything, I'm over here trying to make sure I don't look like a fucking idiot.
I'm just trying to make sure I'm wearing pants when I walk out the house.
For real. So here's my question though. Mm-hmm. If a girl that you're dating is actively making this list, and you find out that one of the persons on the list is a female, how you feel?
Is?
Bruh.
Just went into a whole other category.
Damn. Somebody give Robert a hug. Give Robert a hug, bro. Can you give Robert a hug?
Can I help you?
Give him a
Did
hug.
Did you want a hug?
I'll give you a hug. I didn't ask, no.
Leave my friend alone.
We're not asking if you want a hug. I said give him a hug.
I gave him a hug.
Don't ask him though.
Oh,
I'm not gonna ask him.
I'm not gonna ask you.
No, no consent.
No, just give it to him.
Give him a hug.
Yeah, aww, there you go.
It's okay.
He's my friend.
Now he feels better. You see?
I love my brown people.
Listen to me more. Damn it.
I have a name.
I know I'm stupid, Senor, but I'm smart
Brown
too.
Senor Brown.
Damn it.
We'll debate on that later. No, all right, continue.
How would you guys feel to find out that one of the persons on the list is a female and it's your girlfriend's list?
Who is she?
What's
she look like? What's she look like?
In a situation like that, I'd probably open up the door and be like, fuck it. You know, if she leaves, she leaves, I guess. And then we move on to our, you know, backup list, our wait list.
Yeah, our wait list.
So I guess overall, wait list is not a bad thing, is what you guys, unless you're actively trying to make the list.
Yeah,
exactly. If you're sitting, in your room,
going through Instagram, being like, oh, she look good. She, you know, I'm going to do this shit. That's one. That's number one right there. Mm-hmm. Oh, you know what? Let me bump her to number two. I just found another one.
Yeah.
Yeah, nah. Yeah,
I like the cone voice he did while doing that.
Yeah, I wasn't going to say that. Because I'm not allowed to. But I want to hear your guys' thoughts, too. So thank you, Ty.
Well, let's see. Exit strategies. You know, I was watching How I Met Your Mother the other day, and they introduced Barney's Law, or Lemon Law, you know. And then in our world, it's called ghosting. Ghosting, I think, is the worst exit strategy ever. I don't think that's the proper way to do it, but like, if you're going to go into a relationship and you already have an exit strategy, make sure it's a good one. Mm-hmm. Like, one that makes sense, one that's cohesive and is actually believable.
Yeah.
But you can't just go in and be like, all right, I'm out. I already didn't like something. I mean, you could.
Yeah.
But what are the chances that it's going to connect to our last episode, toxicity? How do you get rid of that person when you try to exit? But there's also another thing from like the Himyam series that talks about like that oh moment. Like one, and that
when the glass breaks.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah. And that oh moment in your relationship solidifies your exit strategy. Yeah. It's like you've been thinking about it over and over and over again, possibly. Mm-hmm. Who knows? I don't know. But when you find that, oh.
Yeah.
There it is.
It's like when you finally see the red flags.
Yeah.
Because you just haven't for so long.
Yeah.
I think a lot of times your immediate friend group or even family, like the group that you're closest to,
mm-hmm.
see it faster than you do. It usually always happens. They see it faster than you do, and a lot of times they'll try and tell you that it's happening, but you completely ignore it, or you just say no, that's not how they really are. And it's like, well, I think you should pay attention to that, because it's kind of what we see. Just pay attention more often than none.
Mm-hmm.
And it's usually not till after the breakup where they'll finally say, it was in front of my eyes the whole time. You guys have been telling me the whole time. It's like, well, yeah, no shit. That's why we brought it up to you. We were hoping that you would see it, but we let you play it out because it's your life. We can't force you to do something you don't want to do.
Then that Mexican family would just be like, pendejo.
We told you.
Te pega.
Con queso.
But,
you know, I actually have seen a cheese thrown at somebody, so it's possible that you can get hit with cheese.
I've been hit in the face with a quesadilla, so that one counts. But extra strategy. I do agree. I think for the most part, I think it happens more often than none when you're older, you know, because you've been through a few more relationships than when you're younger. Mm-hmm. And when you're younger, you kind of have that fairy tale ending in your head. But when you're older, you've kind of been through a few more relationships. So you kind of have an idea like, okay, there's a very good chance this is going to end. How am I going to exit this if that comes to it? Now, granted, I do agree that there's a high probability that you're not going to use it. There's a good chance you're not going to use this exit strategy. But you still have it in the back of your head in case of anything. In case that oh moment happens and mm-hmm. you just don't want to deal with it. I have heard that ghosting is one of the suckiest way, if not the suckiest way, to end something.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen people post about it. I've seen people talk about it. I think it is a better way to just straight up say in a message or straight to their face saying, hey, you know what? Nothing against you, but I'm just not feeling it anymore. I'm not feeling it anymore. Like, thank you. Like, I appreciate you. Like, you're a great person. I just don't feel the same anymore. So I'm sorry. I'm just going to have to call it quits here. It sucks. Nobody wants that, but that over being ghosted has been more light. Granted, not everyone's the same. I kind of think, yeah, I think you should do that. It's going to be a sucky message to send or something hard to hear
mm-hmm.
over being ghosted. Again, everyone has their own thing. Everyone's different. I think that would be the better way to go.
Don't do that shit to Taylor. She'll put you out there like Jake Gyllenhaal.
For real. that's the other thing.
I'm so fucking tired of her music right now. Like,
but not the rest of the world, man.
It's for real. Everybody talking about it.
Everyone's loving it.
I will say, I think what you're talking about, right, it's the nice guy thing to do.
Ah, okay. So you want me to find, like, some crazy ass...
I'm not trying to get you to find shit. I'm just saying.
So this is my exit strategy. All right, what's going to happen is that old moment going to happen, right? I'm about to be like, awareness, on high alert, no worries. Old moment going to happen twice because I believe in second chances. So I'm about to be like, damn.
The second old moment, oh, she's pregnant.
So damn, not only did I contribute to this old moment, but I just can't, I can't deal with this no more. So what? I'm about to take my car, being that it's already an accident, I'm about to go drive that shit on the freeway. I'm gonna reenact the accident and be like, damn, I'm in a coma. I don't remember you. You know, like, man, you got me pregnant. I don't believe in pregnancy.
What the shit is that?
Like, I don't even know how I came to be. So what are you talking about? Like, doctor, I need security because this bitch is crazy. And then she gonna go home like, that Ty, he's so crazy. I can't, why did I ever love him? Cause you gave me a double whammy on, oh, bitch. I don't like this shit. How does that sound?
I think one thing you that I liked what you did is you were just kind of an asshole until they broke it off, which is another strategy, right?
It's like, a strategy.
Be a dick because you don't want to end it. You're like, nah, fuck you.
You're like,
until they're like, nah, he's not worth it, right? You're like, I don't believe in pregnancy, y'all. This man, I don't want to be with this man. I think that's a little clever. Yeah, I'll clever. Give that to you.
Thank you. Will I actually do that? Probably not. That's a lot. That's a lot to invest
in. You gotta be toxic to do that.
I'm in a coma.
But I know Chris can do it.
It's possible.
I know.
But I was just curious with the scenario you gave us.
What's that?
Because you said you're in a coma, but yeah, you called them.
No, I didn't call. They found me.
They found you.
Yeah.
And when they found you, you woke up out of a coma.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know how much time it's gonna be because I'm in a coma. But you know, eventually I'm gonna wake up.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah. And when I do wake up,
and it just
so
happens right as they walk in, like, I'm awake.
Yeah. I'm like, okay. Oh shit. Damn. I'm in the hospital. How'd this happen?
What?
I'd probably bust a weekend at Bernie's, fake my death for a bit.
Nah, so, but I have a little bit of a story about that, right?
Oh.
So I used to know this guy, right?
Carlos.
Who knew this guy?
He was very much like Christian, right?
Okay.
He had a female caller every day.
Damn.
And there was this one girl that got particularly attached, as happens, and just wouldn't leave him alone. So he's like, eventually, he just stops responding. After a little while, he texts back, hey, this is his friend on his phone. I'm going to use the name Chris because I don't want to give him away. Yeah. Like, Chris has passed away. Right? Thinking nothing would happen, right? Of course, he forgets. We all know this girl, right? So she texts everybody. She's like, hey, look, I don't know if you heard. Chris passed away. We're all like, oh, shit, really? We got to organize like some kind of get together. We'll share stories. We'll talk about it, right? So this was a former Starbucks coworker. So, and I was still working at Starbucks. So
okay.
We all get together one day after work and sit down by the bar. And we're talking about him and we're like, man, I missed him. I loved him. Right. And I get a text from him.
From beyond the grave.
And I'm like, hold up, what? What the fuck is going on? He's just like, hey, man. I was like,
you busy Thursday?
Yeah. I was like, are you? I'm like, yo, what's up? And I'm like, I'm going to call you, okay? I call him. We're all huddled around the phone.
Oh, shit.
And I'm like,
please tell
hey,
me the
man,
girl isn't there.
Are you alive?
Is this you, or is this gone you? Yeah.
He's like, why wouldn't I be? Right? And I'm like, well, we heard from this girl, you know, this girl you used to be dating that Chris, you passed away. And he's like, oh, yeah, I told her that. And I was like, that's a hell of an exit strategy, buddy. You really didn't think that through.
At all.
You know, that sounds like some shit I would do, though, for sure.
But
I think I have done it.
It worked. They weren't together after that. Even after she found out, she did not want to get back with him.
Damn.
I think I have done it, actually.
Oh, my God.
Like,
what the fuck?
At the cemetery.
So, I just want to tell people, exit strategies. Some are good. Some are not necessary. Please think yours through.
Most are just really bad.
Yeah. We're not telling you to use that story. We're not telling you to use that exit strategy. Just really think yours through if you're going to do it.
We're not telling you not to use that exit strategy either.
Just really think it through if you're going to use it. Don't be in the same city. Don't be in the same area code.
Get your shit together before you do this.
Figure out your whole strategy. Right. Your dots and I's, whatever. Just think it through.
Cross your T's and your I's.
See, I always thought like the least he could have done is let us know. Like, she thinks I'm dead. So when she texts you to let you know, just be like, yep, yeah, I heard. Oh, that's sad.
You know what, though? I will say, so hold on. It's not an exit strategy story or anything, but I will say that something about the bro community, where if one bro texts another bro or another group of bros saying, hey, I gave this story to my either girlfriend or ex-girlfriend or girl I'm talking to, this is the story I gave. Go along with it. Within no hesitation, within seconds, everyone responds like, you got it. Okay, what are the details? What did you say? No problem. And to this, no matter how long the story takes, it can be 30 years from when the story was first said, mm-hmm. and they will try mm-hmm. and get the real story. Everyone involved in it will say, no, yeah, it happened. Yep, it happened. It happened. You will never get the real answer. You will get what the story was. Although, yes, information will be nice. Mm-hmm. Say something. Tell everybody. Otherwise, we're going to be like, I don't know what to say. I don't know.
That's definitely a Kevin Hart moment.
There was one time I did tell this one girl I was seeing. I'm just like, look, I transferred stores. I don't work there anymore. She's like, where'd you go? I'm like,
Canada.
I'm like Washington. And then everybody in the store went with it.
Nice.
Everybody in the store went with it. When I would see her, I would fucking duck and just hide.
Maybe this isn't the nicest episode, but it's definitely a funny one. Yeah. I have a feeling this is going to get a lot of controversy and a lot of comments, but I think it's a good one because it's straight up honest. It's being honest, and you know what? A lot of things that we say, you're probably not going to like, and you probably will like. Who knows?
All right. I was just going to say that I feel like in a lot of cases, women practice exit strategies more and quicker than men do. Hmm. You know, because men, us being horny all the time, we always down to give something worth a chance, a shot.
Men be just as horny.
Yeah.
You're right.
Yeah.
You're right.
That's true.
I mean, hey, I'm just saying, you know, women get horny too, but I just think, like, us men, we more open about it. Like, you a cute, fat-ass bitch. Let me talk to you. And then, you know, let me spit game to you. Me spitting game to you. And then the girl, like, I have a boyfriend. Bitch, I already went down your social media. I don't see a boyfriend on your page. And if you do have a boyfriend, let me meet him.
Why would you want to meet him?
Because I'm about to tell him how for one night I'm about to smash a bitch. And then you can have a back.
Or you hit him with that high school line. Mm-hmm. I've got a math test. And they're like, what?
Exactly.
What does that mean? I'm like, oh, I thought we were talking about things we could cheat on.
Exactly. So being that men are so persistent at this, I'm just saying women, they have to be quicker than us men do, which is why they come up with shit like, I got a boyfriend, or I'm not looking for friends right now, or the way my grandma just died, so I really don't have time to talk to you like that. So it's like,
well, you really just called yourself out.
You kind of did just give away your game plan.
Damn.
That's his exit strategy right there.
What?
Suicide.
Wait.
That came out different from what I try to say.
You know that.
Self-sabotage.
Yeah.
Is what I try to say. Robert, go back and change that. Go back and cut that out. My bad.
It works either way.
You know what? Hey, it's all good. I actually did use suicide as an exit strategy once.
Oh, que la chinga.
And it completely backfired on me. I'm like, damn. They was like, no, I'm for sure not leaving you now. Like, I need to watch you and make sure you don't fulfill your suicidal moment. I'm like,
In defense, I feel like that's something anybody should do.
It was more
to make sure you're okay.
Right.
Granted, you probably shouldn't have gone with that strategy.
Yes. It was morally the right thing to do. So I can't be mad at her for that. It's just, I was just trying to get away from you, and I was looking for any excuse to get away from you, and it didn't work.
So what do you do when you can't get away?
like I said, like, just be straight up.
You fake your death? Just
right in front of them.
This is one hell of an episode, everybody.
It is.
And we're not even close to being done.
At all. Man. I got way more shit to tell you.
Yeah, please. I mean.
Oh, shit.
Damn.
Oh, shit.
We're really going to.
Oh, shit. You guys are not holding back today.
I mean, I'm just having fun at this point.
For real?
This is fun.
Yeah, but again, you're not holding back.
This is the most fun I had all week.
Losers.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
So just to bring this episode to a proper close, going back to what was this shit called again?
Exit strategies.
There
exit
you go. Strategies. I'm still waking up. All right. So
it's 2 o'clock.
Shut the fuck up.
My bad.
Damn. So we got real raunchy, real crazy. We got real in tune with ourselves in this episode. I had a lot of fun talking about it, but the reality of it is, y'all, don't put yourselves in a position to have to find exit strategies. Mm-hmm. Now, I know it's hard to avoid those crazy-ass relationships. Sometimes they just happen. I know.
He knows.
I know.
He knows.
The shit just happens sometimes, all right? But it's okay. It is A-okay. Life affects us in all different ways and different forms, and just find the most healthiest, most mature way out of situations that you don't want to be involved in. You got this. I have full faith in you. And if you need advice, hit up the You've Been Served line, and we're going to talk to you. All right? We got you.
We haven't. You know what? Yeah. We'll talk to you.
Yeah.
I don't know who. Yeah. We'll talk to you.
Casper.
Don't call me.
Casper, do it.
Because I'll probably be asleep. Don't wake me up. Call me in the morning.
We're going to figure it out.
But you wake up Robert?
Damn. Yes. Nah, that's crazy. Yes. We will figure it out, all right? Just moral of what I'm trying to say is avoid toxic-ass situations. Make sure you do full evaluations of the people that you talk to avoid ever having to be in a situation. And if push comes to shove that you are in a situation,
pull out.
For sure. For sure. For sure. Because you really don't want to be involved with a toxic person for the rest of your life. Just for sure. With that being said, my guy, it's been Ty.
Chris.
I'm Batman.
I'm Bumba Clot.
you don't want to say it in full white Bumba
Clot? No. I decided we don't need the white.
Okay.
It's just creating more separation and segregation in our society.
Right.
And we don't need more of that.
We really don't. We had a successful episode without you being separated, so I like this.
Oh, all right. Yeah.
Hey. All
right. You got a little bit of everything in this one episode.
As we end, I just want to say we're just messing around. Don't take anything we say too serious.
Please don't.
Please don't kill Ty.
Please, baby, please.
And I think that's a good place to end it.
Baby, please don't do this.
I was actually up here for a shoot Thursday and Friday, like I told you guys. I was shooting down in Hollywood, my first time being on a major set. I will tell you guys the name of the show, but I will not give any spoilers if you guys like the show. The show is Westworld on HBO. It was a pretty fun shoot. It was through the night. It was a long time. It was long, long shooting. But it was a great experience, which was really cool. I will not give any spoilers away. If you like Westworld, watch out, because I come out in episode 7. I have no idea.
Now I know which one not to watch.
Yeah.